It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert. Hello!
Hello!
How's it going, Hello. Ben?
Oh, it's going all right.
Why? What's wrong?
It's fine. It's just fine. It's cold.
All right.
I'm
okay.
Cold, Max. Aren't you cold? It's January. I'm over
it. It's not as probably as cold. It's pretty fucking cold here. No, it's cold in good old Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It's been raining.
Very cold in Denver.
How cold is it?
Let's see. What does it say on my app? It's like in the 40s or something, I think.
Dude,
I
it's like
know.
In the 30s here.
Oh my God. It might be 30s here, too.
But I haven't been going outside, so that's been saving me.
There you go. That's good. So, should we keep talking about the weather for the...
they said that weather is the deepest form of conversation. It's the old adage. we do have some breaking... I don't have the breaking news.
Oh, what? I was waiting for it.
God
oh.
damn it. We have some breaking news. Okay, so breaking news regarding last week's episode, we discussed the whole big Joey kissing Miranda moment.
Yes.
And in that moment, Joey asks Marissa for a kiss. Miranda.
Permission. He asked permission. Yes.
He asked permission gentleman. For a kiss. And we're like, oh my God, what a real truthful moment. Now,
he's the most genuine player in the circle. That's what we always say.
Joey,
right?
Realest guy ever. Now, we were doing some research and we came across Joey Sasso's YouTube page. So we weren't
there may anything. Have been an anonymous tip from somebody.
May have been an anonymous Maybe. Tip.
We don't
so we
know.
Came across Joey's YouTube page. And on Joey's YouTube page, he had a clip from something called Autumn's Place. So the YouTube video, you can check out yourself. It's called Joey Sasso in Autumn's Place is the title of the video. Joey posted him himself.
This was, I think, a short film or something.
This is not a smear campaign. Joey posted this himself. So I'm going to play about 41 seconds of the audio clip from this clip, and then we're going to discuss it. So here we go.
Do you remember our first kiss?
How could I forget? You asked for my permission.
I had to. You're an intimidating woman. Look at you.
He's like, slow down.
Ask me again. Oh. Like you did the first time.
Oh my God.
Autumn McKenzie. May I have your permission to kiss you?
Oh my God.
Yes, Mr. Shannon. You may.
I had to leave in the kissing noise.
Yeah, that's it.
Just for fun. I could have cut it off, but why would I?
Why not?
I had the option to edit. I did not.
Wow. So Joey, genuine Joey is what we
is
call him.
Is he genuine or was Joey. He just stealing things from a short film he was in? Because it seems like he did. Oh my God.
What other rom-coms is he stealing from?
It's like everything that he does you, in the circle is it
Miranda,
taken from another weird student film he was in.
Miranda, you complete me. Okay? You complete me.
I'm just an Italian Family Guy standing in front of a flirty girl.
We're just a couple of paisans, okay? Wow, genuine Joey. Maybe not quite. Maybe Bill was right, Max. Was
like,
Bill right?
So real. Joey is so authentic, wow. And that's how he won the circle. Maybe we should give Joey more credit for really playing the game. and being a big phony baloney.
Wow.
Sorry,
completely
a big,
fake. Joey,
a
the
big
only
mortadella.
Joey, the only way to defend your reputation is to come on the show.
Yeah, we're going to have to ask him about this.
Thank God. Thank God nobody we interview, like everybody we interview does not watch the show before they come on. Thank God.
Some do. And they're
we
like,
could,
so
we
I,
could,
so
we could have Mitchell
talk a
we,
lot of shit about me, but
we could have
funny.
Mitchell on and he'd have no idea. No idea. I truly believe that.
Yeah. Well, I'm just using JuCast. It's like, so I watched you guys make a lot of fun of me, and that was yeah. okay. And we were like, what? You watched?
Oh, no, that was season three, you mean.
Season three, yes.
Season two didn't know.
They
we
did
existed.
Not watch. No. And they did not want to come on.
No, they did not. Thank God for Lee, the only one.
Season three is somehow, they're gluttons for punishment. So.
Yeah, they are. God bless them.
God bless them.
Let's get into this fun episode. This was, for the most part, I thought, very good episode. There are a couple segments I could have done without.
What? Which segments?
Not in particular.
What are you talking about? Okay.
Not in particular.
So
let's get right to the ratings.
Yeah, Sean, we already discussed all the Sean stuff last episode. We think it was planned. She reveals her truth. They all compliment her.
So obviously planned by the producers from the beginning.
It was planned. They'll compliment
feels disingenuous
her.
To me. Bad game move, but it doesn't matter because
no,
it was
I
never
think
meant
it was a
be.
Good it game move because it saved her.
I mean, well, it you're right.
It
about
saved
that.
Her one more episode.
It did, and it kind of screwed
if she
over
hadn't
Alan.
Done this, she had no connection.
But
she would have gone home right
okay,
after Bill.
Let's say this then. A good game move temporarily. A bad game move overall, because as we will see in later episodes, I don't think it stuck too well with Joey and Shoebomb.
Okay, but otherwise she would have gone home this episode.
She definitely would have. It's a temporary good game. It saved her for one episode. Bad game move in the long run, in my opinion.
Okay, but she would have gone home. So it has to be a good game.
I know, but I'm saying the bad game move was her going in the first place as a catfish.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
But since she did, this was a good game move if it wasn't planned.
But it was.
But it was.
It so clearly was.
But if
man.
We're imagining that it was a plan,
right.
because a lot of things are manipulated in the game of the circle, probably, and we have to ignore those. So we should probably ignore the fact that it's planned.
Right.
But it's a rewatch, so we probably shouldn't.
Right.
It's very complicated.
I think
we I have was, the hardest job I... in America with this podcast.
Move aside, Kellogg's workers.
Well, you know, Max. Oprah says mothers. I say circle podcasters.
That's right.
Especially and exclusively us, the only circle podcast.
We are mothers in a way. Mothers of this podcast, you know.
Yeah.
We take care of it. We nurture it.
Yeah. I say it. We feed it. Yeah.
We feed it.
All right. Let's get into these ratings.
Yeah, anything stick out to you as surprising? Who is eating during that?
Chris rates Bill fourth. No, rates Sean fourth because she won a piece of his heart. Oh, that's just Sean saving stuff. Joey having to save people, I think, helped him a lot in the game and potentially helped him win in the end. Both Chris and Sammy rated Joey first because he saved them.
That was a huge, huge episode for him. Yep. And it solidified the OGs together.
Yes. And Sammy,
and that's very, very evident in the final rankings here for this first blocking.
And both Sammy and Alex. So Sammy rates Rebecca second because of Sammy rates Rebecca second because of how nice she is, and Alex rates Rebecca first because he's pretty sure she's his girl until the end.
Well, even Rebecca's rating from Sammy too had to do with that scene with Sean where Sean came out as herself, and I just can't stop thinking about how influential this fucking scene was in terms of the rankings and how much Alex gets screwed as a result of that in this episode.
Yep.
He really does.
But, I mean, he really just screwed himself by trying to play Sammy and Rebecca.
At the end of the day, he got blocked by Rebecca, who should have been his closest ally.
He's like, yo, Sammy snitched on you, so he never trusted you.
Yep.
She said you were creepy.
Yeah. That's not what you want to be called.
Once you're labeled as a creep, yeah. It's not good.
It's not. It's not.
The least popular player is instantly blocked. We love twists like these.
Love them.
I love the double twist going on here. It's very good.
I love it. Yep.
So first is Rebecca. I love how Chris says, Rebecca, are you jumping in your room? And then it shows us Seaburn jumping in his room.
Yeah.
Very good. In like the Bigfoot slippers or whatever.
And Ed is shocked by this. Ed and Tammy cannot believe that Rebecca is in first. They can't believe that everyone hasn't caught on.
Because
they
know that Rebecca's a catfish.
Well, that's the thing is like, does everybody else in the circle, like the OGs, like I know Joey has an inkling that Rebecca might be a catfish. I think at this point they've transcended who's a catfish and who's not. And it's just like, we're the OGs. Let's stick together.
No, I think straight dudes seem to know that Rebecca's a catfish and other people. That's what it seems like. It seems like those are the people that seem to know. I mean, well, Shuby has no idea.
Shuby has no, but that's her brother, you know?
Well, Shuby also doesn't seem to have ever been in a real relationship.
Yes. Yes. I think you might be right there. Who knows?
I'm not sure if Joey also has ever had a real discussion with Rebecca.
No.
One-on-one.
His relationship with Rebecca has always been through Shuby.
But Ed is totally on to her, like...
Big time, yeah.
Big time, you know, like...
Ed actually has a good pulse on the game, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, it seems like easier Ed is very late and you're just kind of like, you can kind of see what's going on and he's like, yo, something's up.
I think a lot of them have been slipped into the comfortability of having these allies and they're like, not really seeing it that way.
The way that Seaburn talks is like so fake. Like,
Oh, yeah.
Like, but maybe I am so sad. I cannot believe what has happened to me. Wow. This is bad. Like,
maybe it's like, you know, Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's the Goebbels lie or whatever, where it's such a big, ridiculous lie that people are almost starting to believe it. Like, how can this? It feels so fake that maybe it's real. I don't know.
Yeah. Shoe Bomb is second. And Sammy's like, he's been a fourth four times in a row, which is not good for the Shoob. How are you going to win in the end? Not good. You're not going to win in the end.
Nope. Chris, we get third.
Joey fourth.
Sammy fifth.
Low for Sammy.
Pretty low for Sammy.
She even says, she's like, people need to start getting to know me.
Yeah. Sammy's a game player.
Yes.
She is. And then Sean sixth. This did surprise me. But I really think that segment, once again, helped her out quite a bit.
Seventh, Adam. And eighth, Bill, who
you know him, right?
What?
You know him.
Yeah, I was kind of confused about this part. like how he doesn't get to say goodbye to anyone. Do you think they even let him say goodbye to anyone?
I don't think so. What was he going to do? Fuck you, you fake fucker.
you made me lose that trivia.
You gotta love Bill's honesty, though. You really do. The second he gets voted out, he's like, well, that's how the fucking world works. Fake fucking people all over the place. I'm the only real guy.
I'm gonna go back to my weird basement to go do heroin drugs.
I'm gonna go sit on my pool table in my basement, think about the show.
I'm the realest guy. Luckily, I can just go walk down the block because we're in Chicago.
Well, look, I just if Bill's problem was that everybody was being so fake and people who were being fake were getting rated high, then why wouldn't he try and be fake, too? You know, why wouldn't he go along? It's a game. like, go along with it. Be fake as fuck. You know, if that's how you perceive
it. He can't help it. He's so real, dude. He's so real. He was probably also going through withdrawal.
It's a goddamn game.
He was going through withdrawal, dude. They wouldn't give him his oh my drugs.
Why are we doing this?
I'm just kidding, guys. Bill doesn't do drugs. It's just his picture made him look like he was a seedy guy. Jesus. Look, God. Perception is reality, Ben.
Oh, man.
Look, if being fake can help you in the circle, it can help you win the podcast industry.
Right. Yes. Maybe one day he'll take ayahuasca and he'll change his name.
Dude, what if a car listens to this podcast? Do you think your car would want to come on the podcast?
Oh, I would love it.
Oh, he would, but dude, he would not talk about the circle.
No, are you okay with doing breathing exercises?
No,
for an
I'm
hour
not.
Straight?
I'm not. I'm not. I did that for 4 years straight, and I'm done with it.
You know, I saw on Instagram now he's doing these like sexual breathing exercises
that
with his,
I would
with his
do.
New partner, and it's wild. They're like leaning back and forth, like grabbing each other, and they're like breathing into each other's mouths. They're like,
is it like tantra, like the stuff that Sting does? Sting is the least.
Oh, I don't know.
Is least?
No, I know. I know Sting. I know who Sting is.
Sting is very into
I may
tantric,
not know
so.
Who Kurt Cobain is, but I know who Sting is, man.
Okay. The Police were a band.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're not those guys who eat donuts.
Rebecca and Chewbom must block another player, and then we hear this famous, most gifted quotation.
My heart just dropped out of my ass.
Now, Ben, we were discussing this off platform. What is your theory about this?
I think that the producers are feeding them these ass lines, because there's a lot of ass lines in every season. There was one from Matt Papadia.
Somebody said shit like, I feel it in my vagina. We always
and
hear
my,
things
my,
like it tingles in my booty.
Yes, like my, and it's always there's Matt Papadia said something about like my heart in my ass or something like
that.
Yeah,
we
season
hear
three.
Like
and later, then we get Chris shortly after.
I feel like my nuts just went inside their cavity.
Like, what is this about? It's something with like anatomy going inside and outside of other parts
of anatomy.
Yeah, I think
British producers are feeding them like, hey, mate, why don't you say this kind of like thing about like your butt inside your other butt? Like,
well, if
why
it
don't
was
you
like
lock, put the butt in the butt.
What if it was like your butt was in your nose?
In your nose. What was that on your nose? Why did you do that?
What if it was like you said your nuts were in
okay.
your ears, your ear canal?
Talk about something being in your vagina, doll. Okay?
What if it was your heart, but between your big toe and your second big toe?
Okay. Okay, mate. All right. Okay.
These are such bad.
No, Ben. British.
They're slipping into Australian. They're slipping into redneck a little bit.
Hey. No. No, here we go. Here, I actually have the thing.
My heart is beating in my vagina.
Look,
see,
they fucking put
that,
it. My heart is beating in my vagina.
Okay, there's no doubt. There's no doubt in my opinion that the producers are feeding lines. They really are. What are you looking at the weird spammy comment that we
got,
Max?
Yeah, I blocked it. I blocked the spammy comment. I was hoping it was somebody commenting on how hilarious our British accents were, but no. They're definitely these British producers. We caught you.
They're kind of weirdos.
You sickos. Weird guys. You sickos. Now, give
it
us
feels,
access.
Feels like my elbows in my mouth. That was like really Southern, American Southern. I don't
My brain is in my belly button. Ringo on Ringo.
I feel like my pubic hair is dangling from my earlobes.
You know, if you guys have any of these, feel free to you can send us voice notes on Instagram, and we will play them.
We will play your best next podcast producer line,
and maybe we'll forward them to the to Netflix.
And maybe they'll
pass them on to the
producers. We might see the pubic hair one next,
and
next
they'll
season.
End up on season 6 of The Circle because they've already filmed 4 and 5, we believe. Maybe 6 and 7 when they filmed them, if the show doesn't get canceled.
It feels like my butt pooped out the heart.
Is that for The Circle Italy?
That was me doing my best British accent.
Oh, The Circle Britain.
That's right. Great Britain.
Circle Great Britain. Wow.
Oh, this is so stupid.
Yeah. All right. So Bill and Sean. So Bill goes home and learn that they have to block another player. And Chris actually really helps us out here. And we get to say less. So I want to thank Chris for saying this.
For the first time in our circle history, two people are getting the block.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank
you.
Write it down in the circle history book. Fuego, write it down.
I can't. Fuego. Thank you, Fuego, for coming back. Fuego.
We miss you, buddy.
Fuego! You're back!
So we get Seaburn and Shuby talking this out. It seems really that it's just between Adam and Sean, doesn't it? Like that's pretty much all they talk about.
Of course we're keeping the OGs.
Yep. So Seaburn on Adam, he says he's genuine, but he feels like Adam is using Rebecca to a certain degree.
Well, no, Shuby is like, I did think that he was doing that, but then I talked to him and he said that he's
no
longer doing
that. No, I was saying
Seaburn
said that, not Shuby.
Oh, that's what Rebecca said. Oh, sorry.
Yes, Rebecca. Mm-hmm. And Shuby is like, no, Adam's feelings are real and he was really vulnerable with me. And as your brother, I really vetted him and I found out that he is actually in love with you.
Sean, I have no connection with, and also she shows skin in her pictures. And then Rebecca is like, oh, I like love Sean. I love Sean. And then Shuby's like, oh, okay, I don't have to get blood on my hands. Oh, it's your decision.
He said she's the most bravest, most honest, most beautifulest woman who ever lived.
Yeah, Seaburn is like, wow, after this huge moment, I can like not be the one to like send Sean home after this. Like that would like look bad.
And then Joey comes in next episode and is like, I'm here. Let's do it.
Well, yeah, like that. Well, you know, he had like a buffer, you know, he had like a buffer.
Yeah. He had a one episode buffer to where he's like, okay, now I can get rid of her. Right.
Yeah.
We kept her for that one.
So, yeah, I think Seaburn was smart, though. He's like, oh, at least he's like, I'm in the top for the millionth time. But, you know. Oh, Stagnant Pond says, what did I miss? You missed some good
British producer impression.
Oh, was that Alex?
Yo, that is Alex. Alex, come join us.
You're about to get eliminated.
Yeah, you're about to get eliminated. Do you want to come live on the show and talk about it with us? There's a link on Instagram in our direct messages. So if you want to come join us, you're welcome to. We're about to talk about you getting voted out. Alex Lake, everybody. Alex Lake. He says this is his 20-year-old picture.
So Yeah, I just think Shuey didn't want the blood on his hand, so he's like, you deal with it. Oh, Alex is about to be here.
Okay, excellent. This is perfect timing. So, yeah, Shuey was very confused at Seaburn saying all this, because Shuey's not... Shuey hasn't been involved in some of these conversations that Seaburn has been with Sean, because Seaburn was involved in that first convo where she came out as not herself. Or as her true self, whatever.
There's definitely very well with anyone. Not that anyone would let you connect with them because they weren't OGs. So
right, true.
Yeah.
So and Shuby's like, well, I like my only con is like, I just who the fuck is she? Like I've never talked to
yeah,
her.
Yeah, but I just think Shuby played the smart thing. It was like, yo, you fucking discuss. So I mean, I think in the end. Rebecca was like, yeah, one, I obviously can't cut Sean because of the optics. And right. Two, like, I don't want to lead Adam on anymore. But I do believe it was mainly because of the optics because of Sean. That's my theory.
Yep. Hey, here we go. Alex Lake is joining us now on the pod.
Let me get to a stable place so I'm not walking. I feel like that makes people motion sick. I don't know.
Alex, good to see you again, buddy.
Always a delight. I got your. I saw the tweet, but not the DM.
Oh yeah, there we go. Well, you're perfect timing because we were just talking about how you got voted out. So
I got voted out. It's gonna happen.
Or blocked, as they say. I'm sorry, not voted out.
Okay, but we have two quick questions to cover before your vote out happened that are very important.
Very
important. One, did Bill get to visit anyone, or were they like, fuck off, Bill?
I don't think Bill even had the option to visit anyone, but also Bill was there for 10 seconds.
That's true.
I love
they
Bill.
Didn't even Bill's let him guy. See anyone.
Like, why? Like, you would have to ask Bill who he would have gone to see.
A star that shines so bright burns out very quickly.
Yeah.
Okay. And also, I'm going to play these two sound bites. We keep hearing these sound bites across multiple seasons that all sound the same. Here's one of them.
My heart just dropped out of my ass.
And here is. Here's another one.
My heart is beating in my vagina.
Gina is also here, listeners. Yes. And we have ones in season three that are like, I feel a tingling in my booty. We hear stuff about butts.
Chris says, I feel like my nuts just went inside my cavity.
Oh, yeah. Here's this other one.
I feel like my nuts just went inside their cavity.
We have a feeling that these dirty British producers are feeding these lines to the cast members.
I think Chris's nuts receding into his cavity is it's just a daily occurrence.
I don't know. These are all very similar. Wink. Wink if these are fed.
Nobody ever told me to tell somebody that like something was falling out of my anything.
we can see a gun slightly pointing in frame at your head right now.
Gina, you have a fan. Jordan Brown says, "Yas, Queen Gina." That's what I'm here for.
Gina's the real star.
Yeah.
So you're telling us the British producers aren't obsessed with certain parts of anatomy going to another.
Not.
Okay, gotcha.
Maybe they were afraid with what I would do with it if they suggested it. I'm not going to say the producers coach you at all, but they might. If they were coaching you, they'd probably say, put this in your own words. And, you know, sometimes my own words are... Yeah.
I say put my willy in my bottom. Now put it in your own words.
They give you like a Mad Lib, right? But then they're like, you should use words like butt and cavity.
Yeah, give me an adjective.
Toilet. What else should I write? It's just it's a thing we've been noticing. There's a very specific type of thing people say.
Yeah, I did not get that sort of heat. I could maybe like do some sleuthing to see if they all have the same producer. That would be the real.
Yes.
Yeah, that there would be. That would be so hilarious.
But I mean, has your heart ever fallen out of your anus before?
Me personally, no.
Oh.
Personally, well, no.
Ben, you've not lived or loved until your heart has fallen out of your anus.
Mm. That's beautiful. That's really beautiful.
I want to get that, like,
forget live, laugh, love. I want that on my
live, on my laugh. Wall. My heart fell out of my anus.
I want to get that cross stitched and like hung up on a wall. That'd be good.
Exactly.
Well, you got knocked out. You know, you really should have come into the circle day one. You really fucked up.
I would have done a lot better if I came in day one.
Yeah.
We were talking about too, Alex, that it really felt like Sean's big segment, her big coming out as who she was segment, really added to you getting fucked over in this episode in a big way. It wasn't just the fact that you had your hand in a couple of different DMs.
I think it pushed Seaburn over the edge.
Yes.
Because the optics wouldn't have looked great if he had like just seen that and then been like, bye.
She's a catfish. Yeah.
Right. Yep. So it did help her a lot in the ratings on this one. It really did.
Yeah.
So
I mean, she was like, she wasn't even, what were the ratings? Bill was at the bottom, then me.
Yeah, then Sean.
I stopped paying attention both in real life and on the show.
Yep, it was Bill 8th, Adam 7th, Sean 6th, and then Sammy 5th.
Sean scored that low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. There for 45 seconds.
Yeah. That's like we've been saying, that scene really helped her out a lot. Yep.
And Bill love the guy. Beautiful man. He did nothing on the show.
He couldn't even win trivia.
Yeah.
Bill.
Did he fuck up his trivia question?
No, I think he was against you, wasn't he? Wasn't it the Houston Astros question?
No. Oh, maybe.
And I think he got that one right. He did.
Oh, he did? I don't know.
But his team lost.
Getting it right.
Yes, and you did.
Well, it's because Shoebomb doesn't know where Philadelphia is.
Yeah, that's really, really, that's really flummoxing.
Oh.
Look, Shoebomb and Ed have a lot in common, though, okay? Because they're both engineers. That was my favorite thing from last episode.
Did Shoebomb say that?
Yeah.
We're both engineers.
I'm software engineer, helicopter engineer, same thing.
White collar, blue collar. Hello.
He's pissing in the snow on Christmas and Shoebomb's making funny skit videos.
Yeah.
Very cute. Very
I also love the idea of Sammy thinking that a helicopter engineer, it's like, oh, you go on a date with him, you're getting a helicopter ride every time.
Yeah, it's like The Bachelor.
I think if you're dating a helicopter engineer for like 6 months, you could probably get a helicopter ride out of it.
There you go. Yeah.
Maybe.
You gotta
So you go to meet Seaburn. How many different outfits did you try on?
How many did I try on? I don't know. I kind of like laid out different combinations and I said, okay, this is going to be it.
Okay. Just checking.
I only put on one outfit. I mean, I was ready to go just as is. I'm like, let's go. My engines are roaring. Let's
and was it this. Was it definitely Seaburn that you were going to visit? Was there anyone else in your mind that you thought maybe?
It was either going to be Seaburn or Shoebomb.
Okay.
Because Shoebomb was the only one that I was like really on the fence whether he was a catfish or not.
Really?
Yeah.
What made you think that?
What made me think that Shoebomb was a catfish? There was just something's not all there. I don't know.
And then what did you think when you found out that he wasn't?
I was like, oh, okay. I mean, by then I was off the show. So.
Were you convinced Rebecca was real when you went to see her?
I was worried about it, but I was not. I was fairly confident that she was not who she said she was. What it was on the other side of the door could have been anything.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know I was going to find Seaburn. And, you know, because of that, it's like, even when you do go, it's like you fear that, like, oh my God, if it is really her, I'm such an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, I got to say, this moment where you guys meet is, I think, maybe my favorite moment, like, in the entire show's history. It's so funny. Like, just the relief on both of your faces when you see each other being catfished. And this is, like, kind of what, like, the whole show is leading up to, is, like, this moment where we get two catfish, like, meeting each other and laughing about it. It's just such a fun, like, happy moment in the show.
Yeah, and I mean, at that point, Rebecca was on top of the game.
Yeah.
She was, I mean, it was before, spoiler for the next couple episodes, Ed takes her down.
Right.
Let's put the blame on Tammy. Sorry.
And great, it's a great cliffhanger at the end of this episode, too, where Ed says, I'm not buying it, as everybody else is giving their condolences and their sympathy to Rebecca after Adam going. And Ed's like, nah, I'm not feeling this. She's definitely full of shit.
Yeah, I mean, but I think people loved her.
Yeah.
People loved her.
Well, and I'm sure we talked about this, Max and I did, of Joey. We don't think at this moment, like, Joey is that thrilled about Rebecca, but he sticks close with her in their group because of Shuby, because Shuby's got a close connection. I think there's doubts from people about Rebecca, but at this point, they're so locked in as the OGs together that there's just no way that Rebecca's getting a boot at any time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, also, I mean, to give Rebecca the boot is to make you insecure with Shubon.
Right. Yeah. That's and Shuby is super protective of Rebecca.
Shubom is, Seaburn's got Shubom on the line completely.
Yeah. Well, tell us about this meeting with you and Seaburn. Was there stuff we didn't really see in terms of your guys' conversation? Because that seemed like it would have been fun. Like, how long were you there?
Time again is a very hazy thing.
Yeah.
I think I was in his room for like an hour. I didn't want to go. I mean, I didn't want to leave the room because it was pretty much the most I've talked to anybody about the game since I had entered.
Yeah.
So it's like, no, I'm not ready to go. And they're like, no, it's time to go to bed. And I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Did you ask him why he voted you out?
Yeah, of course. Or maybe he just volunteered it. He said, Sean came to me and said that she was a catfish and she showed us this beautiful picture of her and she's really wonderful. And yeah, I just didn't know about you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So basically what we thought. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was because Sean shared with Rebecca.
Yeah. I still felt like, I'm surprised that Seaburn still didn't consider keeping you, just considering that you would have always been someone voting him very high.
Yeah.
Every single time. Probably would have helped him in the finale if you were around.
It would have very much helped him.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't happen, but I think if Ed questioned it while I was there, I'd tell Ed to go fuck himself.
Yeah.
Because Rebecca's the one I love. I had a wandering eye, but now I'm a one woman man and Rebecca's my woman and we're going to get married.
And that's your story and you're sticking to it.
Yeah. I mean,
I do like this comment from Jordan. The scene of y'all meeting was amazing. It was honestly the moment that sold me on the circle as a concept. And I agree. Yeah. It was so captivating, the moment of you guys together and like meeting each other. And even though you were catfishing, still like meeting in that moment, it was just like coming together. It was so cool. It was
I have a vivid memory of texting Max about this episode. Like, because Max was the one who got me into this show, and like I had like caught up just about when, like, at this episode with Max, and we were both like texting back and forth about how amazing the show was. Like, I think this was the episode for me that got me like completely into the circle. It's a great episode.
Thank you. I'll
yeah. You're welcome.
All the credit. I know that it's my charismatic personality that really tries.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is.
Yes! Fuck yeah! Have I ever told you about how the producers once came to me and said, Alex, you're doing great, but you have to stop saying motherfucker. We can't do that.
They didn't tell you to stop saying aroused, but they did tell you to stop saying motherfucker.
But specifically that combination, motherfucker.
Oh, Alex, right here.
You can go suck an egg.
Are you saying egg or a?
I think I was. You can go suck an egg is what I would say.
That's what okay. I thought.
I don't know what sucking an a is.
Yeah, I thought
it was maybe ass.
Ben thought a.
I thought you were being too polite to say.
No, that would be. I would just tell somebody to directly eat my ass.
Yeah, so that's what I thought.
Okay.
Eat my ass, you little bitch, is probably what I would have said. Who was I saying that?
Thank you. That's a great soundbite.
Well, you were saying it to Bill.
Yeah. Well, Bill. Yeah. I mean, he was very threatening to me coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I want to point out, Bill. His profile picture selection was the worst.
That's what I
was
saying.
We were just talking
drugs in a basement. Man. Heroin drugs.
He's a good-looking man, and he picks a photo of him like at a pool table or something with a pool cue, and he doesn't look good. He doesn't. It's just
the lighting is very bad.
He was in a suit in a basement. Doing drugs.
If you look carefully, you could see the lines of cocaine on the felt table.
Again,
line.
love Bill. Bill is a great guy.
No, Bill was fun. He's an anomaly in the show. He just
I
comes
always
in, he's
up.
Like,
the
fuck all of you, you're all fake, and then
so
he leaves.
Bad.
I mean, I love his exit message because it makes my exit message look so good. So I'm
yeah, it really, it does make you, make you seem like a really, like, the sweetest guy on earth following that.
Because he's like, all you guys are fake. Even if you're real, you're fake. Fuck you guys. And I'm like, it's me.
We will get to that. But
okay,
first,
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to.
We get to Sean revealing herself again. I love how Joey is so unenthusiastic about it. He's like, yeah, she's great. It was great that she did this. That is good.
Yeah. It's a typical Joey response. That's good.
That
all right.
Great.
Good.
And
cool.
Then Shuby is like, fuck this. This is fucking short shit. Fucking asshole.
He turns into Bill.
Yeah.
Fake.
Fucking liar.
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 Oh, yeah. Then we get into the circle chat.
Arky Shubham is hunting the catfishes, the snakes, and the rats. And this is a message for other catfishes. It's shark season, and we're hunting.
He was upset that Shuby Shark
that
fucked up.
That subtle pause before, and we're hunting. Like, he
was
really
upset that Shuby Shark didn't smell the blood. I do have the audio from Bill's message, and I would like to play it, if that's
please
okay.
Do. You have my blessing. Whoa. Whoa, Bill. Take it easy there, Bill.
Easy, Bill.
Do you have
what
anything?
Were the responses to that? Like,
people are like, oh yeah, Bill, keeping it real. I love that.
No, Shuby hated it. Shuby was like, whatever, Bill.
Yeah, Sammy loved it. She was like, cool.
I think Shuby felt threatened for a minute because he was like, but this is my thing to call people fake.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the one who says the real thing.
I'm the Shuby shark.
I'm Spider-Man. You guys have watched much more recently than I have, but I don't think Shubham ever said I was fake.
No, he thought
I think
were real
the second he realized that Rebecca had a thing for Adam, he changed his tune very quickly on Adam and also friend zoned himself immediately. Well, brother zoned himself.
In fact, right before your message, please, he says, he's like, oh, I'm excited to see Adam. I hope he's nice and kind and sweet like I think he is. He thinks you're real.
And I am nice and kind and sweet.
There you go.
Like he but not I... like he thinks well, you are.
You did make a point in the last episode, Alex did, where you said, I think I need to be more Alex around Shuby than Adam around Shuby because I feel like personality-wise, we're more on the same level than what Adam would be with Shuby, at least this character that you created previously.
Yeah, I mean, there's always this like super fast adjusting that you need to do based on what you're getting back.
Yeah.
And you get mm-hmm. back very, very little.
And so why do you think Shuby didn't go harder for you to keep you around instead of Sean? Why did he just give that up to Rebecca?
I mean, I think Shubham made a mistake there too, because I mean, I can't remember. I should remember. Maybe I have it written down somewhere. But I'm pretty sure in the last ratings I put, it was like Shubham, Joey, Rebecca.
Mm.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Shubham should have kept me instead of Sean. But...
Yeah. You were consistently rating Shuby and Rebecca pretty high. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I had gone harder and tried harder to make an alliance with Shubham and Rebecca, I think I could have been there at the end.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Those OGs are tight. They were a tough
you
group to crack.
You rated Rebecca first and Shubham third.
With Joey in the middle?
We don't have that, but I'm guessing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Probably.
I'm surprised. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I vaguely kept notes while I was in there. I'll check back and get back to you.
Oh, thank you.
Be sure you do it as soon as possible.
We're going to have to write a book on you, Alex, because we're going to have so much information together.
if you want to write my biography,
on your time in the circle.
I can't wait to write the chapter breaking my NDA. It's going to be such a fun chapter to write.
Oh, the chapter where I'm in court with Netflix for the rest of my life.
Right, exactly. It's going to be enthralling stuff. It really.
Alex, were you or were you not on Reality Alert with Max Big Rascal and Ben Big Rascal on the date of January 4th?
Wow. Just to be accredited like that in a courtroom would be such an honor. Wow. The Big Rascals, it's officially by law.
That Netflix will acknowledge that we exist.
is if I break my NDA. I mean, yeah. I don't think they're upset with me yet. I don't think they're watching me anymore.
Mm. No. I mean, you're a regular on this podcast, so you're safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll let you know when they email me.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, can you CC us so that they know we exist? That'd be really cool.
I have.
So I want to ask you, Alex, did you, when you left the circle, were you thinking to yourself, did you know how this was going to play out for Rebecca? For
no,
Seaburn?
I thought Rebecca was going to win. When I
really
I
mean, okay,
yeah.
Well, but I just meant in terms of like, did you know she was that Seaburn was going to immediately play that sympathy card and really milk it for all that it was?
I assume so.
Yeah,
I didn't talk to him about that, but
I thought like because it's like you said earlier, this was like peak. This was like Seaburn's peak right here. Like he crushed it in this episode. And was just milking it for everything it was worth. And I think he genuinely did have the sympathy of definitely Sammy was really in his corner on this. I don't think Joey, obviously not Ed, but I think everybody else was pretty much behind Rebecca and feeling sorry for Rebecca after this scene.
Well, I mean, if you're buying Rebecca as a concept, you'd have to be.
Yeah.
Imagine how devastating that would be.
Right.
Imagine if I as Adam went down to see Rebecca and it was Rebecca. Imagine how tragic that would be. Like,
right. I see me personally, but I'm of course watching it at home from my couch. I'm not in the game, but when I see when I see people just falling head over heels for each other after a couple of weeks where they're communicating through an app, I'm skeptical. Like, I would be skeptical.
I mean, I think the thing is I knew it was a horse shit because I'm me and I'm not interested. Yeah. I think Rebecca knew it was horse shit.
So what do you think Sammy knew? Because Sammy is like very romantic about it all. I feel like she has such a
But I think I think everybody was imagining Rebecca as like this young kind of like naive girl. So
I see
they're imagining that she would be like susceptible, that Seaburn was playing her as kind of somebody who would get swept up in it.
Yeah.
And they were believing him somehow.
Somehow. I mean, from home, obviously, it's so much easier when you can see Seaburn on screen doing it, but it's still like...
I mean, it becomes their reality because it's all they're perceiving.
Yeah.
I'm guessing because they're like...
No, it's all you have is the text and the three profiles.
And you're all alone, and all you're hearing from is... The only other people you hear from are these producers telling you to drop things out your butt, Ben!
Yeah. Yeah. Did Seaburn...
I told them that they didn't need to turn the cameras around in the bathroom when I went to the bathroom. So maybe they had the fill of seeing me drop things out of my butt.
There you go. Did Seaburn know? Did he say to you if he had a suspicion that you were catfish from the beginning or not, or did he think you were real?
I don't think he said he thought I was a catfish.
He seemed to have no idea.
I mean, again, it's like, are they a catfish? Yes. Are they a catfish? No. Are they a catfish? Yes.
Yeah.
And the thing is for me, Rebecca was sort of a no-brainer because of how big she was playing the innocence. Mm-hmm. And what was so confusing about Shoebomb is that he was not readable at all. He was sort
interesting.
Of
blank. Interesting.
Yeah, I'd like to think that, I have no idea.
Okay.
You'll have to call Seaburn on that.
Can you help us? He's a tough one to reach.
We just want to talk Spider-Man. Tell him we just want to talk Spider-Man.
Is he into Spider-Man?
Oh, that would be Shuby next.
Oh, Seaburn, my bad. Yeah. I'm sorry.
You just want to talk Sarah Paulson.
Just want to talk Sarah Paulson.
We just want to talk about his relationship.
Sarah Paulson is in the MCU somewhere, right?
Is she?
Is she? I mean, there's
she
always...
She will be if she hasn't already.
I know. I was just going to say there's
Shoebomb
always a 75% chance.
In the MCU by saying, Sarah Paulson?
What else do we have to say about this episode, Max?
We got to the to Alex's goodbye message. I have the audio clip.
Okay,
I love my nipples.
So he says that.
Your
goodbye message was really good. I love how you're just like you're totally knowingly. I love how you're just like sorry if I flirted too aggressively. I haven't done it in a long time. It was very sweet. I really liked it.
Yeah.
It was I forgot really how good it was. Gina talking shit?
No, she said, do you want some eggs and hash browns? And
I thought she just gave you your like 10-minute warning light. She was like they do it for stand-ups.
Max, that fucking suck. Man, fucking suck.
No, eggs and hash browns.
Yeah, all right. It's code word.
Yeah, it's code.
It was so cute, Alex. It was so good. Oh,
it's good.
People on the internet giving you shit. Fuck them.
I mean, people warmed up to me after I got kicked off.
Yeah.
Either they warmed up for me or they said, finally, this guy's fucking gone.
I was just going to say, I was like, did they warm up because they were happy you were gone? Or?
Yeah. No, but I mean, I think people liked generally my exit.
Yeah, it was good.
Much more
it was. Oh, well, like I said, I think it stole the whole show. It was the most memorable scene from the whole series. So
you're very kind.
The only thing it's missing is cats.
Yes, of course. Yeah, and what did you think about the Bill? Did we talk about the Bill video much?
We did.
Okay. We don't need to get too much into it.
We did the whole Charlie Brown's t-shirt thing. We're good.
Oh. Max got his big joke out there.
Yep, so my good. Big joke.
We can end the podcast now that Max got there.
Like, come on. I got my
last
big
episode,
joke.
It was the birthdays, and this one, it was wobble.
All shtick.
And we can clarify, because you messaged us, that your cats do love music.
Especially so. Happy Birthday.
Really? Okay. And have you checked that YouTube channel for a Happy Birthday blooper? Because I'm sure
no,
they
not
have
yet.
It.
I could probably make like just a spam and request.
Yeah, happy Birthday blooper.
Happy Birthday blooper.
As sung by a cockatiel.
Perfect.
Well, if you need Happy Birthday Imogen Sky, they do have that. So.
And Snowball. If you ever want to change your cat's name to Snowball, they definitely have that one.
Or a special grandson style
from Harry Styles. Yeah, from One Direction.
I think it was the whole band. Yeah. I'm glad dude, I got you back on that page.
You can really hear Niall's harmony. You can really hear Niall, dude. You hear at the end, you got Circle Chat. Rebecca is like, I'm so sad. Oh my God. And everybody is like, I feel for Rebecca.
Yeah. Except for Ed.
Ed's like, no way. Tonja Hawken.
Maybe she should have played it as like she was angry.
Yeah. That would be fun.
Fuck this guy. Fuck this game. If any of you are fake, tell me right now because I'm not playing this shit anymore. I am devastated.
Yeah, like show like a different side. That would have been cool.
I bet Ed would
that might have gotten higher ratings from Joey after that. That's for sure. I think. Yeah. I think Joey would have respected that.
Yeah, Seaburn was a little like one note with it sometimes.
Well, he was playing what he thought like a girl would be.
Yeah.
Well, it's tough too when you're catfishing for that long, because I remember like the same thing happened to like Alex from UK season one. Kind of towards the end, people were like, everybody was like, okay, this is like definitely a catfish because it's the same fucking shit.
Except
over
Dan.
And over. Except Dan, who was madly in love with with Kate. But yeah, like I think after a while, it runs its course. He still won. He definitely.
I gotta tell you something. For a while, I don't know if it's still the case, but for a while, when I would talk to my Amazon Alexa, I would say, "Who won the circle?" and it would just say, "Alex." Alex won the circle, and it felt so good. Alex was the winner of the first season of the circle, and I'm like, "That's right."
That's awesome.
And it was well into like last year.
Awesome. That is awesome.
I have not tried it. I bet they fixed it.
Well, yeah, aside from Dan, I think, well, and I think the reason Alex won that season two was because there was a lot more tactical voting at the end. I know Freddie was voting very tactically. I think Alex
voting system was fucked.
Right. Well,
it was
yes.
Just the stars. Everybody's like one star, one star, one star.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I liked that better, though. I liked how crazy it was.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. There's some major, major differences between season one US versus season one UK in that respect. I do wonder if the voting had gone similarly to UK, if Rebecca would have pulled out the win in the US version. I think there's a possibility.
I think Shubham would have given Rebecca four stars.
Yeah. Because I think in the UK version, it was like two people that rated genuinely and the rest all rated pretty tactically for the most part.
Poor Dan.
Yeah, that poor guy.
Oh, that's one of the best. That might be the best final meetings ever. Is those two sitting awkwardly?
It was the best
at the table. Oh,
it
God.
Is the best, and it's what the U.S. is really hoping for. But I don't know. Maybe we're too skeptical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone is so like, oh, it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like even Nick meeting Sophia, he's like, oh yeah. Yeah. I knew. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nick wasn't like as head over heels for Isabella as what Dan was for Kate. Like Dan was really like, I think he was really going to ask her to be his girlfriend after that. I think. Devastating. There we go. You're all situated.
Yeah. Now the tags are gone. I don't know where these came from. I hope nobody was going to try to return them.
We posted a tweet. Speaking of UK, we posted a tweet earlier this week. I think it was yesterday. From Freddie from UK says,
oh, yeah.
I want to do an international All-Stars. I saw you tweeted about it too. Alex, who would you want to see? Let's say you're picking from UK and US. Who are some names that you want to see on an All-Star season? Obviously yourself, I'm sure.
Or a representation of myself. It doesn't necessarily have to be me.
But who would you like to see come back from both UK and US?
From UK and from US. It all depends on how people play it, but Freddie would be definite contender.
Yeah, Freddie, there's no doubt in my mind he's got to be on.
I love Tim. Tim will never be invited.
Professor Tim Wilson from season 2.
Love Tim.
Yes.
Tim's burned all of his bridges.
Wait, he has?
Yeah, he posted things like, oh, we were taken advantage of and abused. And it's like, eh.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Oh, Jordan Brown.
Jordan says man recall day every day, which Enrica, I agree. She's my number one.
Team Great TV. You have to have her in there.
Saeed. Yep,
Uncle Saeed. Yeah. Hashu.
James/Sammy from season 2.
Oh yes, okay, that could be good.
Even like
now, James was the guy who Sammy was the single mother, right?
What
he that was the single mother catfish. Mm-hmm. Okay, right. Yes, those are all good ones.
Remember the hot Italian guy that was on for one episode in season 2?
I don't know if I do. I'm trying to remember that. It's been a minute since I've seen season 2.
What was her name? The woman playing the black woman playing the white guy.
Oh,
who had the conversation with like Woody and Ella about grime music?
Yes. Oh, I'm trying to remember her name. She was great.
I like her a lot. I don't think she'd go back to the show.
Okay, so what about U.S.? Who would you take from U.S.?
From the U.S., I want to see Bill play again. I want to see Bill be better.
Really?
Max is not having it.
Fuck are Sean and Bill?
I want to see the real Vince play.
Oh, yeah, if they can find him. I think it's just Tommy Wiseau, right? Isn't it? It really looks like Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah, Getty Images, Scary Man.
Yeah.
Is
what
that is.
Uh-huh.
Who else? I mean, I think Tara Leisha would be good if she came back.
Wow. These Tara are some Leisha. Deep cuts. Oh, my God. I love Bill. So far, you've got the best of the
Tara
best
Leisha
from UK.
Tara Leisha would be really fun. She's a wild card.
You're
That'd
right.
be
She's
awesome.
She's a wild card, and I like her for it.
She'd be good TV. Tara Leisha would be awesome.
Oh, she would be a lot of fun.
I mean, I guess.
Could we just bring back Savannah, too, to really heat
yeah,
things
bring
up
them
if
both
that's the
back.
Case?
I want them to be. I want them to be in a room together.
Yeah.
I think Netflix might own my image in perpetuity, so they could.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they would, but I think they could hypothetically just put somebody on the show as me.
I'd love to see you and Seaburn playing together.
I would.
I think
I mean,
that would be a lot of fun.
There's so yeah. I would do it again in a flash. They would never call me to invite me back.
What
I have
about
burned bridges? But
what about Nick coming back from season 3? He was kind of a big player. He might be interesting to see back for another season potentially.
Yeah, Kay too.
Mm-hmm. Nick and Kay would both be a lot of fun.
I think Lee would be good.
Lee would be fun. He's very strategic. Oh, Jordan says justice for Jackie Jing.
I mean, Jackie.
You know, Jackie could play a fun game. We really didn't get a chance to see it.
Yeah, she was on for what, 2-3 episodes?
Yeah.
Robbed.
What about Mitchell? Do you guys think Mitchell should just
for Mitchell? I want to see Mitchell play in the same room with Ed.
And Tammy. Put the whole family in there.
But Tammy's not there.
Could we get the whole Conshohocken crew in one room? Could we get 15 Eason family members together?
I bet.
They got their dirt bikes in there, and
I've never talked to them about this. And sometimes they're like all stomping around the room. Like sensitive things. But I'm interested in the father.
Oh yes, okay. Is the father in the picture? Do we know?
Instagram over Christmas. I can't remember whose.
Okay.
I think it was Ed's.
Is the father in the picture?
We're getting serious here.
But yeah, why don't we get his dad on?
We should. I mean,
Mitchell, Ed, Ava, Chanel all together, Jordan says.
Oops, sorry. Oh, that would be fun. That would be a lot of fun. Oh, we'd have a lot to talk about, Max. That's for sure. We would have so much to talk about.
I think it would be really good.
Yeah,
I want to do circle virgins versus non-virgins. So I want to get like Daniel
and Mitchell. Abel,
and then we can add some other virgins and then just get them versus non-virgins.
As Reddit liked to tell me that I was an incel, so that put me in virgin territory or not virgin territory? Me being a married incel. Huh?
We could do people that Reddit hate versus people that Reddit love. That could be another fun.
Doesn't Reddit just hate everybody?
They love Nick. They love Nick because he's handsome.
He is fine, but I wouldn't say he's fine.
They think he's handsome.
They love him.
They love Nick.
They really love Nick.
They love Nick.
I guess so.
Reddit's an odd place.
It's an odd place.
It's very odd.
That being said, Reddit.
We try to stay away.
No, Reddit, we love you. Oh, right. Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Yeah.
Yes. upvote. Like.
I may, in fact, go and scrub through Reddit and downvote any negative comments about me. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. So that's pretty much that's pretty much taking up most of your time.
No, people don't talk about me anymore. Yesterday.
That's funny.
Oh, well, it's good that they're not talking about you anymore until you come back for the All-Star season.
Yeah. I want them to forget me. So
are you going to,
you goes out and doesn't invite me? I think that's a good thing because they don't know me, so I can kick their ass in All-Stars.
Yeah. I think you should, if you come back for All-Stars, you should come back in like a rat costume.
Oh,
just to provoke.
Gina will hand knit me a giant rat costume.
Yes, perfect. Oh man. Well, Alex, thank you so much for joining us for this episode. This was so much fun to have you on for this one.
Thanks for having me on impromptu.
Yes. We love that you can be readily available just like this.
Yeah, I mean, well, I was worried. Gina and I went and played tennis this morning, which well, by playing tennis, I mean, like, run around and, like, basically gather the balls because we can't volley. And as we were walking to the tennis court, I got the message, and I'm like, oh, I'll miss it, whatever. So I'm glad to be able to come and be part of this.
Yes. Well, we certainly do appreciate it.
We do.
Thanks. So thank you. I'll just keep showing up unsolicited.
You absolutely should. That's an open-door policy for you, Alex.
Yes, you have the golden ticket.
I will derail your podcast anytime you need me to.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you, Alex. Thank you, viewers. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Ben.
thank you, Max.
You're welcome.
We got a few more episodes to go, and then we're changing gears for Celebrity Big Brother and Love is Blind in February. And of course, when the circle comes back, we'll be doing more of that. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alerts.